the struggle between Israel and Palestine, and the intransigence of Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu leads me to think about a founder of American Zionism. In a book to come out early next year, I wrote, "Prior to his Supreme Court appointment in 1916, Brandeis became leader of the American Zionist movement, heading a committee to assist endangered European Jews. He would found the American Jewish Congress, the Palestine Endowment Fund, and the Palestine Cooperative Company. Zionism expressed Brandeis's understanding of American values, the same right for Jews as other nationalities to a homeland, to strengthen their claim to equality among the world's peoples. Palestine, he argued, must not be claimed by war, but by purchase and settlement, quote, with clean hands, so as to ennoble the Jewish people. Otherwise, it will not be worth having," close quote. He compared Zionism to the recent independence and unification of Italy, Greece, Bulgaria, Ireland, and the more short-lived Serbia. For Brandeis, support for justice, fairness, and democracy everywhere in service to the brotherhood of man makes one a better American. Brandeis lived long enough to fear events in Europe and advise Jews to leave Germany. But he died in 1941, before we joined the war and before Israel was born in a bath of fire. May he rest in peace. Instead, conflict has radicalized both Israelis and Palestinians, and there seem to be no breaks on the spiral of violence. A Palestinian graduate student at RPI told me Palestinians had every right to kill any Israeli, and Israelis have no right to fight back because they're wrong. His solution was the mirror image of Israel's takeover of the other's land. I pointed out that would lead to the slaughter of everyone on both sides. He shrugged. Muslims from other places listening to us made clear they got my point, but extremists on both sides make peace impossible. I see no mechanisms in their societies to resolve the conflicts and bring people together. Israelis and Palestinians are segregated in their living space, often by walls, boundaries, and checkpoints. They're segregated in schools by faith and location. They're segregated in business, finance, wherever they might work together, save where Israeli employers hire Palestinian laborers who work when Israel allows. Our country has brought people together since the founding in commerce, finance, colleges, and schools. Still, we suffer domestic conflict between racial and other groups. Congress and a string of American presidents supported desegregation to bring people together. The formerly segregated South changed a great deal, but backlash persists across America. Curing deep-seated antagonisms is difficult. It's next to impossible where they're reinforced by physical and legal walls. I doubt Israel and Palestine have either the time or the will to build bridges between them. Each believe in retaking the other's lands, not sharing them. My concern at this point is for America. I see little advantage to our country in being drawn further into an intractable conflict with religious zealots on both sides who kill peacemakers, national leaders, and noncombatants to prevent or derail the possibility of peace. I fear that the future includes a great deal of slaughter, and am no longer convinced it can be averted. Our only choice may be whether we in America get blamed for it. The Israelis need to hear that message loud and clear. There is no chance of a decent resolution as long as Israel believes they have our unconditional support.